For those who weren't here last week, I looked at God's view a bit on oppression and the oppressed and his thoughts on it, on the realization that one of the single most oppressive institutions historically has been the church, and the fact that we have this big picture but are so often will take one bit of the puzzle out and use that to justify oppressing people. When in fact, when we put that piece of puzzle back in and look at the whole picture, we see that the picture that Jesus is on about is that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul and mind, and you love your neighbour as yourself. And then looked at what Jesus did. And we had a look at the man with the skin disease. This is the second encounter of what Jesus did with those who were different and oppressed and marginalized. Our scripture is from John 9. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been born blind. And his disciples asked him, "Teacher, whose sin caused him to be born blind? Was it his own or was it his parents' sin?" Jesus answered, "His blindness has nothing to do with his sin or the parents' sin. He's blind so that God's power might be seen at work within him." Now it's the disciples who aren't the religiously skilled, who aren't theologically taught. They're just fishermen and tax collectors and a few others. But they ask Jesus this question. Whose sin caused him to be blind? Because in the culture of the day, the question reflects the common belief during that time that physical disabilities and illnesses were a result of sin. That was common knowledge. Basic fishermen knew this principle. And it was assumed that suffering, including disabilities, was the consequence of sin either committed by the person or their parents. Once again, this understanding was micro-issued. It was a piece of the jigsaw puzzle taken out of the greater picture and was used to justify this belief. Passages like Micah 6:13. "So I have made you sick by striking you. I have struck you because of your sin." Now, of course, most of us today do not hold to this belief that disabilities and sicknesses is from God. There are, I think, still some Christians who maintain that you're in the state you're in because of sin. But it's a very, very false understanding of God. Because we know that all of us are able to stand and say, you created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful. I know with all my heart, when my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. The days allotted to me have been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. God does not make mistakes. God does not make mistakes. And Jesus, in dealing with this blind man, challenges the belief that anyone who was born different, he challenges the belief that it's not because they were sinners and it's not because of the sin of their parents. A fundamental belief held strongly by the popular culture of the time. And healing the blind man Jesus reminds us that suffering and the challenges of life aren't a direct result of personal sin, but they're opportunities to display God's power and restoration. It's an opportunity for God to display his grace and his strength over our weaknesses. Now, at the time, there was a sense of shame attached to anyone who was born different. For the blind man, the shame that you were thought a sinner because of how you were born, because you were different, suddenly is gone with the touch of Jesus. Because in that touch, Jesus accepted the man for who he was. A person created and loved by God. A person like everyone else in need of restoration in life, set free from the shame that others have placed on them. And so the challenge for us today is, what's our response to those who are born different from me? Do I heap my concept of shame on them because of who they are? Or do I be like Jesus and look at the greater picture, reach out and touch? Because we need to remember that love is the trump card.